the Cowboys are making plans for the next annual Cow Cruise. So now is the time to make plans to join us, as more details of the date and destination will be coming soon. Over the past years, the Cow Cruise has become synonymous with beautiful scenery, world-class cuisine, the best camaraderie around, and the most outstanding entertainment in the cowboy culture. The best part of the whole Cow Cruise is the like-minded, down-to-earth people you will meet and travel the globe with, who become instant, lifelong friends. Stay tuned for the upcoming official announcement of the next annual Cow Cruise and make plans now to join us.
Howdy, folks. This is R.W. Hampton, and you're listening to Clear Out West. Let me do another. Don't cut it off yet. Hide the old lady. All right. Enough of that.
It wasn't that beautiful.
That's right, R.W. Hampton. And yes, that was beautiful. 30 years yodel free.
Beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, how about a little Farrier's File?
Farrier's File?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you got for us this week?
It's cold out there.
Yeah, baby, it's cold outside.
Settle down now. Yeah. Settle down.
Right, right.
Yeah. Mucho frio.
Yep, all right.
How come horses' toes don't get cold?
I know. You go ahead and tell them. I know.
You know.
I know.
There is such a network of blood vessels in that hoof. You wouldn't believe.
The capillary network is something. Now, this is something that you can look up on the internet. Look for a photo, a video, whatever drawing of a horse hoof capillary system.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is amazing.
It is cool.
Downright amazing. But if you interrupt that supply, his toes are going to get cold.
You're going to have issues.
You can freeze a hoof.
Interesting. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, and in your older horses, you know, where the blood doesn't flow as freely as it used to, you might want to keep an eye on that.
Kind of like older people, you know.
Yeah.
You can frostbite those tootsies pretty easily.
Neuropathy.
Yeah, that's a cursed word, isn't it?
It gets thrown around a lot, too.
It sure does, doesn't it? Yeah, that's right.
But, they can freeze their hooves.
Right. Now, if you have an older horse that doesn't grow a lot of hoof, that's a pretty good indicator that blood supply is diminished.
That is correct.
So you kind of need to keep an eye on them.
And the best thing you can do is give them good groceries.
Oh, man.
And any biotin. Amino acids.
You bet.
Anything that will help hoof growth.
Absolutely.
Promote hoof growth.
Pour the feed and pour the water to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Fresh water.
That's the big one. Yeah. You betcha.
Yeah.
That's some great information there, big feller. Excuse me.
Oh, dear.
Had Kermit in my throat. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, what's a capillary?
Me too.
Yeah, how are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a dick pic.
dick@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. Good capillary
network.
Yeah, that's right. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
I think we did all right.
That wasn't terrible.
For a Merry Christmas.
For a pre-Christmas show.
That's right.
Exactly right. Well, then let's have some more music.
Why not?
Okay, I had to throw this one in.
Okay.
All right. The Bob Rivers Comedy Corp. All right. I'm such a demented type person. This makes me laugh.
Me too.
I love this song. This is The Chimney Song.
There's something stuck up in the chimney. Something in the chimney and it doesn't make a sound, but I wish you a Merry Christmas. There's something stuck up in the chimney and I don't know what it is, but it's been there all week long. Well, the dog keeps barking up the chimney flue and we don't know what we're going to do. up in the chimney and I don't know what it is, but it's been there all month long. Well, it's jammed up tight above the fireplace. Now the house smells funny, such a big disgrace that there's something in the chimney and it doesn't talk at all, and it's been there since last Christmas. There's something stuck up in the chimney and I don't know what it is, but it's been there all year long. I'll be waiting up for Santa like I did last year, but my brother says he's already here. And he's stuck up in the chimney and he doesn't say a word, and I'll be there every Christmas. And we'll have him every Christmas.
Yeah, I guess you can probably see why that would make me chuckle, make me giggle.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Something stuck up in the chimney.
What is that?
What's that smell?
What's that noise?
Oh, my goodness sakes, yes. Hey, we've had things stuck in our chimney before.
Yes, we certainly have.
Yes. Every once in a while, usually in the fall, there'll be a bird.
Yep.
Yeah, in the stove.
Right in the
stove.
Well, and a lot of times they'll jump out of the stove and get in the bin there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if they just stay in the stove,
that would be fun. Get them out usually. Right.
But when you got to take all the pipe off to get to the dang bird.
Oh, my goodness.
It ain't Santa Claus.
Well, and you got to look for cats, too. On a warm engine. Okay, anyway.
Enough said.
That's enough of that, Do
you remember one time when we got enough snow in Oakley, Idaho, that they hooked up the sleigh?
I do. That is one of my favorite memories.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we got the wagon out frequently, but very rarely was there enough snow to get the sleigh out. And this was a big old sleigh.
Yeah,
it was a freighter.
Yes,
it was a freighter just like the wagon that Dad had.
Yeah,
I remember, and this is how young I was. I was sitting in the box in the front of Dad driving, I was sitting in it lengthways, and I remember the horses throwing snowballs into my lap, hoof-shaped snowballs.
Yep. Well, and see, and the thing of it is, that snow didn't last long.
No.
You know, it came and it went.
Right.
I just happened to have enough to go for a sleigh ride, and I believe it was Kelly Poulton's team that we used.
Could well have been. And, that sounds right,
And I had made me a sled.
Yeah, out of wood.
Out of 2x4.
I remember this. This thing was heavier than a Packard.
You couldn't.
Okay, it was heavier than a 57 Chevy.
Yes, it was.
Anyway.
But I needed a sleigh, so I built one.
So you built one.
Yeah.
And I do remember pulling you on that behind the sleigh.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a little while anyway. Because if I remember right, it didn't buck drifts very well.
Not worth a darn. It plowed right through.
That's just what I was going to say. It didn't go up and over them.
No.
It went through them. 9 times out of 10, it'd dust you off, if I remember. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Oh, be darned.
Man, good memories.
Those are some good memories. I remember us building that sled.
We worked hard on it.
And I remember taking an old wax candle and trying to
wax the runners
on it with... Yeah, that
this wax will help.
This will help. Sure, it will. Yeah, right.
No.
Holy cow. You know, some of the things we did, I'm just shocked that we didn't die young.
Well, by the grace of God.
Yeah, that's right. That's all it is. We obviously had progeny we needed to bring to the earth, so that's the only reason why he left us on the earth.
Well, and then all the Depression-era ornaments that got put on the Christmas tree.
Man, oh man. And those lights that could start a forest fire.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Those great big lights. Man, those are great memories.
Good memories, yeah.
Hey, we need to ditch out to another cowmercial right now. Yeah, but the good news is Yvonne Hollenbeck has some poetry for us, and she's going to tell us about the best gift she's ever had.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.